What's up, fam? Dr. O here, author of Lies About Black People, How to Combat Racist Stereotypes and Why It Matters. And I want to talk about something that's been mattering to me over the last couple of days, particularly as it relates to CNN's coverage of Donald Trump and the town hall. Look, I've been talking with my students at American University. For the last few classes, we've been talking about language, like do you consume music that has terms like, you know, nigga in it and stuff like that. And most of my students are white and many of them said that they do. And then I asked the question, like, do you believe that as a white person, or for those who are in my class who are just not black, I asked them as a non-black person, you don't have a say in conversations about the term nigga. And then many people say, they raise their hands. We know how it goes. And one of the things I told them this semester, and I haven't really said it much this semester or in my prior classes, was that you can try to be silent on a conversation by choosing to consume the music or any culture, part of black culture, music, movies, or whatever, where this stuff is used, you've already consented. And so your consumption is consent. And in a society where there is no middle ground, we have to be mindful of that. So people just feel like, oh, just because I got the music playing in the background, you know, doesn't mean I'm certifying whatever we're talking about, the misogyny, the violence, and so on and so forth. That message has to be the case for all of us and everything that we're doing right now, particularly as I connect it to CNN's disgraceful and problematic town hall with CNN and Donald Trump. What you consume, you consent to. And so if we allow platforms like CNN to do things like that and watch, then we are part of the problem. If we continue to have cable bills, that understanding that the majority of carriage fees goes to companies like Fox News, we are part of the problem. We can't just say, I'm just not going to tune in to Fox, or I'm just not going to. We have to make sure that in every single thing that we're doing, we are taking a stand. Your silence is compliance. We see that coming up this weekend. Trump is going to host a bunch of anti-Semites at one of his resorts, you know, for an event. They are growing in number. They are growing in influence. And there's no middle ground. The people who are formerly in the White House are openly identifying with the Nazis. And they have a new platform of CNN who feels like anybody can be covered, really, at the end of the day. And so this is take a stand time. If you haven't been taking a stand, if you haven't been calling out these networks, I mean, what CNN did was disgraceful. They took a twice impeached, racist, disgraced, anti-Semitic, homophobic, sexually abusing, indicted, and soon to be indicted on more charges, ex-president, electing, denying individual, and gave him 70 minutes in front of an audience of his own supporters. And it would be one thing to say that, yeah, he deserves a voice on CNN, but why not just give him a group of mixed voters? You can't give him a platform where he could speak to different people. And not only that, you add Caitlin Collins to it, who did a great job considering, but it's sort of like what someone said on I was watching another show, Deadline White House, when Nicole Wallace, and she said, it's sort of like when she's trying to fact check Trump, when Collins was trying to fact check Trump, she said it was the pace was so fast. It was like trying to run when you're being dragged by a car. And the fact of the matter is, Caitlin Collins did the best that she could do, but her being a woman, right, who was clearly capable of doing the job, automatically meant that Trump, who was a misogynist, was going to come in with a head with a negative attitude towards her, just like he probably would have done to somebody who was black or Latino origin, right? And so I felt that she was set up from the beginning, and then it was basically her against the world in that audience that was completely disrespectful as they laughed at January 6th, as they laughed at or clapped for what he said about E. Jean Carroll, or they clapped about, you know, an officer being called a thug and the like. And Caitlin Collins was right there in the middle of that. And she did a phenomenal job with what she was given, but she should not have been given that. This is the platform that CNN wanted. And one of the things that Trump tweeted out was that, or put on his social network, we can't call it what he calls it, because just by saying those terms, you're kind of agreeing with it. So I'll just say that his social media network, because it's not truthful, it's full of lies. He said something to the effect of, CNN made me an offer I couldn't refuse. What was the offer, CNN? Was there a financial offer? Was there an agreement of what could be repurposed? Well, what's going on with that? Are you making other people who are coming on your platform other offers that they can't refuse? This is the time to take a stand. This is the time to start really looking at the networks that you're consuming. It's time to start looking at the organizations that you're a part of to see if they're taking a true stand against social justice. As I say in some of my songs, we need all hands on deck to demand respect. And we are in a society right now where we're seeing many members of the media clearly haven't learned their lessons from the last election. Or many of them did learn the lessons. They just don't give a damn about the rest of the country as long as their ratings rise. But their ratings can't rise if we do not watch. And so my hope is that all of us will be more mindful of what we're consuming, because by consumption, we are consenting. And as I said, I can't watch CNN unless they look working, make an active choice to change direction and learn from these areas. I can't watch that. I just can't watch them anymore. So that used to be a somewhat trusted network for me. But as Dr. Maya Angelou says, when somebody shows you who you are, believe them. And this new leadership with CNN has made it clear who they want to appeal to. I see some of their other shows that are coming up are kind of more of an entertainment bent. And I'm seeing shows that don't really involve, you know, real journalists and the like, and so on and so forth. And so CNN has made their decision and I have made mine. And the question is, what decisions are you going to make? And we can't just say this isn't serious, because as Adolf Hitler said, whoever controls the media controls the race. You know, when you dominate the media, you can pretty much control anything. As Dr. Eddie Glaude said on one of the shows I was watching, you know, the Fourth Estate needs to be more responsible, and it's not. And on some levels, they want Trump because they fear they're going to be fine. So I feel like at the end of the day, we can't settle for outstanding as individuals. We got to be upstanding. And I believe that we have to get out there and speak truth to power. And I believe that now is the time to remember that your silence is compliance. Stop consenting to this consumption of hate and ignorance and intolerance, and get out there and do the work to create communities where everybody can be celebrated and not tolerated, and call it anyone or any individual or any network that doesn't do the same. Peace.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.